I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever found yourself resisting change? You know, the times when it seems everything around you has changed or is changing. Things are not the way they used to be. Some of us can remember a phone being designed with a rotary dial or push buttons. Some of us can remember when cassette tapes were their playback device of choice. Some of us can even remember when gasoline prices were under a dollar. What happened? Life and the world we know is constantly changing. If we are honest, some of the changes are good, and some of the changes are not. How do we then prepare for, accept, and even embrace change and transitions? The writer in Hebrews stated in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This reminds me that there is a constant. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What that means is that Jesus, as the Bible reveals Him, is the same. He came to seek and save the lost. He still does today. And until His return, we'll do so tomorrow. And the good news, those who trust in Him will be with Him forever. Remember, Jesus said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." John 14:3. So we know that Jesus, as the Bible reveals Him, is the same. This is good news for believers because it tells me that Jesus Christ can be trusted. It tells me that what He taught can be trusted. It tells me that what He did and what He promised can be trusted. So for me to embrace change, even when I don't like it, I can embrace it because I am trusting in Jesus Christ, who is, as many songs have been sung, my solid rock. He is my firm foundation on which I can stand. So I can handle change, first of all, because my faith is in Christ. I also notice in Scripture that I can embrace and accept change when I have spent time in prayer. A.W. Tozer calls this type of praying anticipatory prayer. It is bringing before the Lord in prayer those issues, those events, those new things or ideas that are challenging your faith, asking for the Lord to help you navigate through them with His wisdom and for His honor and glory. Jesus modeled this when He was about to face the biggest change, His crucifixion, His death on the cross. Before He was betrayed, He spent the night praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Matthew it states, "Going a little farther, He fell with His face to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as You will.'" Jesus knew that He was facing change and He needed to be in communication with His Father in prayer, and He prayed for deliverance, anticipating death. But He ultimately relinquished His desires and wants and submitted to God's plan and purposes. "Yet not as I will, but as You will." Embracing change and transition is opportunity to trust Christ first and foremost and then obey Christ in the moment when life is changing. Seeking God's plan to unfold in your life above everything else is the Jesus way. How have you handled change? Grumbled and complained? Resisted? Ran the other way? Or trusted the Lord even when it didn't make sense? Prayed with anticipation the changes that were coming so you could honor God first? When Jesus said He is with His disciples always, that means He is with you when you are facing change and transitions. Acknowledge His presence today as you trust in Him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.